It's a select community, just more than 10,000 scientists in the field of particle physics, studying the smallest bits of matter and energy in the universe, what they're made of, and how they interact. At this year's conference, scientists from the European Center for Nuclear Research, CERN, present their findings on experiments conducted on the Large Hadron Collider. The giant scientific instrument 100 meters underground near Geneva sends beams of proton particles hurtling through tunnels at ever higher speed and causes some of these particles to collide. Professor Joe Incandela, the deputy head of one of the main experiments at the collider, explains.
What we're really trying to do is basically when we do these collisions at very high energy, we can produce a bundle of energy that can be then transformed into new particles, and we want to study these new particles. And the reason is that particles that don't even exist in the real world, that we don't necessarily see but can exist, actually influence how the universe operates.
The Large Hadron Collider is often called the Big Bang Machine because it seeks to recreate the kind of energy that was present within a fraction of a second after the so-called Big Bang, the moment when scientists believe the universe was formed. Understandably fascinating for scientists, but is it of interest only to the select few and not for the broader public? Particle physicist William Murray of Britain's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory thinks not.
I think you're making it sound too far away and too remote. Actually, what we're dealing with here is the way the world works now, the way that everything is interacting around us.
Murray says it's not the first time such scientific experiments have been labeled as too distant, too theoretical.
The same discussion took place with electromagnetism 150 years ago. People said, what's the point? You're doing lab experiments on a field. But as we all know today, electromagnetism is central to a huge amount of our lives. All the paraphernalia of lights and computers and motors works through this phenomenon.
Scientists argue the quest for new frontiers and answers is age-old, as Professor Incandela points out.
What we're doing is part of something that's been going on, at least in Western civilization, maybe almost 3,500 years, when the Greeks started asking questions about the physical world. It was exactly that line of research that led to the understanding of gravity with Galileo and Newton. Newton's formulas led to the mechanical capabilities of engineering that fostered the initial industrial revolution. The same line of investigation then spread into innovation of electricity and the light bulb. With quantum mechanics, we were able to design things like a transistor, which leads to computing.
Incandela describes himself and his colleagues as the advanced scouts looking for information that will feed future technology. And there's more, he says.
It turns out that this stuff is so exciting to scientists that we draw a lot of really brilliant people into our field. And to do what we do, which is very difficult, we've had to invent many new things. At CERN, because there are so many scientists working here from so many countries, and we had to share so much information, it was at CERN, in fact, that they developed something called the World Wide Web. So the World Wide Web was born at this laboratory.
The web has become part of daily life for so many people around the world. And Candela says experimenting is just human nature.
Maybe part of what humans are supposed to do is observe, or what we want to do as a race, if you like, is to try to understand our position in the universe. And to do that, we have to understand the universe.
Maybe not just for the select few, after all. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.